sugar. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
And good morning. This is Susan Berniker, your host of Health Connections, right here on Talk Radio 690 WTIX, and coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. with Health Connections, where we bring in people who bring us information about our health and for our health, and we learn something new. Every time I do this show, I learn something new. Every time. No doubt about it. And you can too. And we got an interesting show today. If you've been hearing some of the promos all week, Joe Freon Mitz is with us. And she has something. She's had quite an experience in her life and in her family's life. And she's going to talk to us today about the management of stress and actually about some things that help us in our health and methods to overcome stress or improve our health. And she found it in something that, as you heard in the promos, called the Qi Machine. And no, I want people to know that it's not confused with something else that you might find in the drugstore called the Chia Pet. I went out because someone said to me, the what machine? I said, the Qi Machine. They said, is that like you water it and it grows? No, 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 no. This is something completely different. It's a therapeutic device. And we're going to talk to Joe Freon about that right now, and let me introduce y'all. Good morning, Joe Freon.
Good morning, Susan.
How are you?
Great.
Now, first of all, you're not a doctor. I want everybody to know that you're not here.
Actually, I'm a retired teacher.
That's right. Joe Freon is a retired teacher, and this is something she got involved in or discovered after your teaching life, right?
Yes.
And so let's talk about this. How this affected your life. How did a Qi machine, which it's called, affect your life, change your life, or how did you get interested in it? And then tell us, what is it?
Right. Okay. Well, actually, I taught school in Orleans Parish. I was mostly at Warren Easton High School. Yes, thank you. So I know what stress is.
I bet you do.
So for 24 years, I experienced stress, and so it took a toll on my body, to tell you the truth. I developed a goiter. I got pretty lumpy. I have fibroid tumors.
You got lumpy.
Yeah, I got
all
really,
kind of lumps.
It was all lumpy,
appeared.
Lumpies. Yeah, benign lumps, but a goiter and fibroid tumors and bunions, all bumps. Okay.
Yeah, isn't
and
that
all,
amazing?
Yeah, a lot of stress related stuff. And I knew that's why I gave up teaching, because I'm one of the lucky ones. I listened to my body and said, I just can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because actually, I hit a wall, totally burned out. And so I was open to anything and everything because I just wanted to.
You knew you needed to change something.
Yeah, I had to radically change my life. So anyway, what happened was one thing led to another. I got interested in nutritional products probably about 10 years ago and started selling products part-time as I was teaching and realized, hey, I could do this. You know, this is a whole wide-open field, nutrition and health and everybody taking responsibility for their own bodies. And so I was open, and that's how I was introduced to the Qi Machine. I was actually at a convention in Salt Lake City, and I heard about the Qi Machine. I didn't see it. I didn't get on it. And it was really providential. I'll just tell you a little bit about it. I was on the telephone in the lobby of the hotel just making some phone calls and was totally distracted, like you are when you get off the phone maybe. And I just turned around and I ran smack dab into this woman. And it turned out she was from Wisconsin and I'm from Louisiana. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. And I said, well, no, you know, what's going on, you know? And we exchanged business cards and I noticed on her business card she had the Qi Machine. And I didn't know what the Qi Machine was. I said, Qi Machine. I knew Qi meant energy in Chinese.
Yes.
Because I was a social
scientist. Let's make that clear. It's called spelled C-H-I, Qi, right, which means energy
right.
in Chinese.
And life force. Yeah.
Life
so
force.
When
yeah.
your Qi is up in your body, then you feel good. You've got, you know, you've got good health. You've got good energy. You're giving off good vibes. And,
yeah.
And you just feel good. And when your Qi and your life force is down, then your frequency is down and you feel bad and you're depressed and eventually you get sick.
And you're open to getting sick and you're open to disease.
Exactly. So the idea is to keep your body oxygenated, keep your Qi up, and then you're repelling diseases all over the place and you're strong and vibrant and ready to go forward.
Yeah.
So anyway, I didn't see the Qi Machine. I just heard about it, but I heard The key thing for me was that it improved circulation. And I had poor circulation in my legs my whole life. I never knew anything but achy legs. I was born with poor circulation.
And
so.
Then you probably spent 24 years teaching. You were standing up most of the day.
Right, standing up. And so it was tough because my legs would start aching after just a few minutes of standing up. And I stood up for 24 years. So anyway, you know, the human body is very resilient. So I adapted to it. But I was very tired. And I had cold feet and I had purplish toes and... anyway, so when I heard about it, and actually I had retired.
You had heard it was good for circulation.
Yeah, it's good for a lot of things, but the key for me was hearing it was good with circulation. So I said, I'll take it, order me one, and that's it. And when it came, I got on it, because initially you just get on it for 3 minutes.
So you bought it unseen? You didn't even try it out? I mean, wow.
Right, right. Well, meeting this woman, like I said, she it was providential, because she was full of energy. She loved it. Her friend that was with her loved it, and that was enough for me. I was open to trying anything, and it sounded good. So
okay, so when you got this Qi machine, then what?
Then I got on it, because initially you just get on it for 3 minutes. Less is actually more with this. You know, it's a therapeutic massager. It's an aerobic exerciser. But it's just like when you go to the gym, you got to work up to walking miles on the treadmill. You don't just get out there and walk 10 miles the first day you go to the gym. So you work up gradually. So just 3 minutes to begin with. And when I got up, it was like, wow, I couldn't believe it. It was probably the first time in my life that I was actually getting an adequate amount of circulation through my lower legs. And it was like, I felt it immediately. Now, everybody doesn't feel it immediately. But
now, when you
say
immediately, like, for instance, you got on it for 3 minutes and you felt, well, I got to tell you, I got to tell the audience, Joe Frion dropped her Qi machine off at my house this week. And I brought it back this morning to try it out. And it's amazing. Because I did it for 3 minutes, and then when it turns off, and you're just laying there, you feel like energy just goes. I felt, well, I don't know if this is correct or not, because it might be my weird body, but I felt like energy going from my feet all the way up to my head.
Yeah, terrific. That's exactly what happens.
Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course it's an individual experience, but a lot of people experience like a tingling feeling.
It's like a sensation or a tingling that just went through my whole body.
Yeah, and that's
because... And I said, this can't be happening after 3 minutes of the simple thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, well, that's the key. This originally came out of Japan, and simple is exactly what the word is. So anybody that's studied anything from Japan or been to Japan knows it's all about simplicity there, and their whole culture is about simplicity.
And I might explain that the Qi machine is just a device that you put your feet up on, and your ankles are resting in this, and that's it. And you turn it on, and it
does all the work.
It does all the work. It moves in a certain pattern that to me reminded me of fish swimming.
Yes.
That back and forth, when you see a fish going through the water, boo, boo, you know, back and forth, it kind of reminded me of that. But only 3 minutes of it, and I was like, what is this coming over me? So, you know, I just laid there. You had told me after you know, it turns off, just lay there, and I felt this tingle just go all through my body.
Yeah. Actually, you lie still
now,
forever.
What is that? What am I feeling?
Oxygen. Oxygen
is
just surging through the body, and what happens is, actually, backing up just a little bit, this machine was developed by a medical doctor in Japan 40 years ago. 40. So
40.
It's been around for a long time in Japan. It's actually used in hospitals in Japan.
Yeah.
But he did come up with the idea by watching goldfish. That's where he got the idea. He watched goldfish, and then he studied goldfish, and he noticed that oscillation motion of the goldfish causes their body to make a gentle figure eight motion.
Yeah, it's so, that back and forth.
So he's been able to duplicate that motion with this machine, and this machine is patented, and this is therapeutic, and it's regulated by the FDA. So that means the FDA's come in, they've checked it out, made sure it's perfectly safe, and said, okay, go ahead, you know, use it. So... anyway, so he actually, it's an interesting story with his story, too, because after he noticed the goldfish swimming, then he was at the train station in Japan, and this guy passed out, and they were losing him, and they called for help, and the doctor went running over there and grabbed his ankles and started moving them back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and was able to revive him after about 20 minutes. And, of course, the guy got up and was grateful, and the doctor knew he had an idea.
Now, you know what? There's another thing that I noticed. The movement of the Qi machine also reminds me of a movement that's used by some therapists, polarity therapists, chiropractors, that when they I don't want to say pull your leg, but stretch your legs out from your lower back, and then they do a little shaky motion. And that's what I thought of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and massage therapists too. A lot of them
this motion. They'll take your legs and then shift them side to side. And that reminded me of what the Qi machine was doing as well.
Yes, but that takes a lot of effort on the part of the therapist.
Yeah.
And this is
for 3 minutes. There's no way somebody would stand there and be able to hold two legs and shake it like the Qi machine does.
Right, so the Qi machine does.
So is that increasing the oxygen? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's very simple, but what it's doing, it's kicking in the autonomic nervous system, which is, you know,
Okay, we're going to talk more about that when we come back because we're going to go to a break. We're speaking with Joe Freon Mitz, and we're talking about an interesting machine called the Qi machine to help overcome stress, but actually it oxygenates the body. And I experienced this week, and it was quite something. We'll be right back.